childhood friends, and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
And hang on. And hang on.
Did you do any vocal exercises before we started?
I didn't do
I know you didn't. We sat and talked.
I just
We sat and caught up for 15 minutes.
I saw that big red
light.
That meant I was on air. I felt an overwhelming urge to try it.
Yeah.
And
I have a pretty cold. Do you want me to take a swing at it?
Here's what I can do. We'll switch the mission.
This is kind of a good viral sensation, actually.
Yeah.
Like this happening on TikTok. It's called like the Bodyguard Challenge.
Yeah, oh, that's good. Yeah.
And you have to hit the bodyguard notes exactly right the first time.
Yeah. And that's pretty good. It's the second note that's hard.
And maybe we'll make like a little widget on TikTok that like measures the pitch. Here we go.
Ready?
Do the bodyguard challenge.
Okay, bodyguard challenge. Take one, Tanner.
And
No, you went into your head voice. That's bullshit. That doesn't count.
What?
I could do it. And I.
That's that wasn't my head voice?
Yeah, it was.
No, well, it's just because of the cold. It sounded like that. I just have a beaut. I just have perfect pitch.
Okay. Bodyguard challenge. Everybody do it at home. Hashtag bodyguard challenge. Hashtag Strange Bedfellows podcast. TM.
You have to tag us. And we're not on TikTok, so figure it out.
Yeah, and then when you repost it on Twitter.
Yeah.
And actually, I'm not on Twitter either.
We're not really there either, so figure it out.
Figure it out. Email me.
Let's talk about... Yeah. So we watched a movie this week. It was called The Bodyguard. It was sort of the...
I'd never seen it.
Most famous for inspiring a early 2023 sort of viral craze called The Bodyguard Challenge.
Called The Bodyguard Challenge. It went absolutely batshit on TikTok. Right? First, everyone remembers it as the first big meme of the year.
Yeah. So that's probably what's most recent in your memory, but it was also a pretty big hit back in 1992, most notably because of the song from The Bodyguard Challenge.
Why are all these Zoomers rewatching The Bodyguard?
Yeah.
That's a deep dive. That's good.
Yeah. That's pretty good. And it would just be us?
I guess, yeah.
Because we did The Bodyguard Challenge?
Because we did The Bodyguard Challenge.
How much money you make from doing a viral craze?
I think nothing.
Oh boy!
Yeah.
All right.
Is there any risk? Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, you get like people like send SWAT teams to your house.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I am distancing myself from the bodyguard challenge.
Yeah.
I'm not involved.
I'd like to apologize for creating the bodyguard challenge.
Yeah.
I wasn't thinking.
I'm still learning a lot about myself and a lot about sort of the ecosystem of the internet. Okay. Yeah.
But there's a new bodyguard challenge, and it's to listen to our fantastic episode about The Bodyguard. And it's about to happen, and you're doing it already.
That's the challenge for you. The challenge for us is to record it.
Yes. The challenge for us is to record it. I would argue quite a bit harder.
No, I don't know. It's pretty fun. Usually you have a good time.
It's the boys, it's Jack, it's Tanner, and it's the Strange Bedfellows, and we watch romantical movies, and guess what? This week it was The Bodyguard, and I never
seen it.
Why
do you call us the boys? Why don't you just call us the fellows?
Oh, yeah, that's good. It's the fellas. It's the fellas. You know what? We should change it to Strange Bedfellows.
That's
like good fellas. That's cool. Yeah. It's a little bit menacing.
Yeah, it's a little kind of sexier, though, huh?
Yeah.
It's already a pretty sexy phrase, and sexy... box art done by our friend Matthew New.
Yeah, very sexy.
Bodyguard, 1992. Here's what's happening in the world.
Yeah.
I guess we can do a flashback. We usually just do this on our Patreon show, Oh God, It's Friday.
Okay, yeah.
We sort of like look back on who we were at people and
who
where we were as a society.
92.
When the piece of media was made. But we're going to do it here. So 1992, there's an 8-year-old Tanner running around.
92. I'm in the
will you bleep my birth name? I don't, maybe someone can use that to like body
get your
snatch
social
me.
Security. I'll bleep it. Yeah. I think I'm in the fifth grade, maybe.
Okay. I think you're 13.
Oh yeah. So you think I'm in the eighth grade or the ninth grade? that doesn't quite work for 92 because I know that I graduated in 97. So there's some unaccounted years in there. But I don't think it's interesting to do that kind of math on a podcast.
Well, that's the whole point of the segment. How old were you in 1992? It shouldn't be that hard to figure out. I was 8.
I could tell you I was 18 in 97. Can you do the math?
13.
I was 13, which is like kind of 8th and 9th grade-ish. Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's a, you know, yeah. It's like one of those Facebook reels.
1992, definitely big time into Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Who wasn't?
Yeah, I think I probably was too, even despite the age difference. Everybody's talking about The Bodyguard. I didn't go see it.
No, I was far too little to see it, and I heard it was pretty tragic. Although, and I was warned, my entire family was here over the last week, and I wonder where I got this dang cold, right?
Yeah.
And I was warned. I told my parents, hey, we're going to watch The Bodyguard tonight.
Yeah.
And they were like, too sad.
It's not sad. It is
sad. It's not sad. I mean, it's a little sad, but
It
doesn't get murked at the end.
Yeah. It's not sad.
Almost does.
Her sister dies. But her sister's bad.
A psychopath.
Yeah. That was a real twist, man. That had me reeling.
It's a little like, I want to compare it maybe unfavorably to a more recent film called Top Gun Maverick, a movie I liked.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But this movie is a little too perfect, and it's a little too, like, they explain away. There's not a lot of, like, you don't have to feel bad about anything. You know?
I didn't feel too bad. I enjoyed it.
Her sister gets shot, but her sister took out a hit on her.
I think I know what your parents
and
are talking about.
Kevin Costner gets shot.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, he's okay.
But he recovers.
I wonder if your parents thought it was sad because they're... A couple times where Kevin Costner describes the attempted assassination of President Ronald Reagan.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
And that's what's bumming him out.
My parents are real, like, Reagan hardliners. That, like, they still, like, in the same way, every time, like, there's a new election, I always just go Google, like, which candidate is the most, like, Jed Bartlett.
Yeah.
To figure out who I should vote
for. That's great. Yeah.
I think my parents go and, like, look for, like, who's
the new Reagan.
Who carries those Reagan values. I think they were probably warning me off of it because once you watch such a beautiful and perfect love story, everything else, you know, turns to ash in your mouth.
Maybe that's it.
Okay. Because it's quite a stirring love story. Well, it's sort of
We should say a little bit about it. It's about a Secret Service agent named Frank. And I'll put this to you.
Yeah.
I think all Secret Service agents in movies are called Frank.
Okay. I would challenge that.
Yeah.
But I just don't see the need to.
I can give you one to test if you want. That's not this.
Yeah.
The top of my head, another 90s movie with a Secret Service agent in The Line of Fire. See what that guy's called.
Clint Eastwood is in that one.
It's a great movie. I'd suggest we do it, but it's not really romantical. I mean, I guess he and Renee.
Well, this one, we should talk about that, actually.
Yeah.
because this one walked a fine line, I think.
It's pretty romantical. It's romantic.
It's pretty romantical.
He carries her.
Frank Horrigan.
Oh, there we go. Look no further.
I'm convinced.
Yeah. So all bodyguards, all Secret Service agents are called Frank. In this case, Kevin Costner is the Frank of this movie. And he...
Is this dramatis personae? Yes. Whitney Houston's in it too.
Much like Frank Horrigan. In Frank Horrigan's case, it was JFK. But this Frank is haunted by his failure to protect a president.
Haunted by a few failures.
Yeah. I think he had a wife who died as well.
No, she left him.
She left him. Yeah.
He makes up a story about her dying.
Yeah.
To confuse Whitney.
But there appears to be a scary serial killer who is not serial killer, scary stalker.
Super fan. Yeah, stalker.
Who is sending scary, you know, messages cut out of newspapers to Whitney Houston and her mentor, friend, person who likes her or cares about her realizes that her security detail is a piece of shit and so tries to recruit the best in the biz to be her bodyguard. And it's Frank, but there's a problem. He is disgruntled.
Oh, he is pretty disgruntled. Well,
and
he's
grumpy.
There's this, I think this is the other thing about 1992, and I think it's largely Kevin Costner's fault because of all the, like, you know, charming and enrapturing characters he played.
Yeah.
But I think there was, like, a national sort of, like, focus on the countryside and sort of down home folk.
And that's him. He lives in
and the country. He's just like he's he goes to the dive bar and he listens to country music and he doesn't express any emotions whatsoever.
No, he's grumpy. He's very grumpy. He is giving extreme Bruce Willis energy.
Yeah, he's got big Bruce Willis energy. Yeah. It's the guy from, just to kind of make it contemporary for everyone, it's the guy from Yellowstone.
It's the guy from Yellowstone. Okay.
Which I only know because if you ever try to go and like discover new television anywhere.
They're like, look no further. It must be Yellowstone.
Yeah, surely you'll enjoy Yellowstone or maybe one of the several Yellowstone spinoffs.
No, they almost tricked me recently. I saw an ad for what seemed like a movie with Harrison Ford. I was like, sign me up. I'll watch any movie with Harrison Ford. And then it was like, it's a Yellowstone Mirren. Spinoff. And I was like, I don't need that. Just leave me alone.
We're all going to be watching Yellowstone eventually. Look out for our Yellowstone
podcast. Yeah.
Podcast. We'll call it Greenstones because that's we're like good. Green to the
That's good. Well, my birthstone, or both of our birthstone is a garnet, which is green.
Yeah, it's red.
So
dark
is it red? Okay. Well, that doesn't help.
It's surely, you know, it was red because it was the predominant stone on your class ring in 2002.
Let's see. Let's talk about it. Let's say the movie just real fast. Becomes her bodyguard. They sleep together. It's extremely fucking unprofessional. Absolutely.
Yeah, wildly unprofessional.
Unbelievably
unprofessional. That. It's not even like it was 1992 and that's what we were doing. They acknowledge it in the film, just like outright. He's like, this is wildly unprofessional.
You can't
even
protect someone and then
the next
also
morning,
be sleeping
he's like,
them.
I'm sorry, I can't sleep with you. We've done it.
Yeah.
We got our nut. Now let's have to go back to being pros.
It's bad. But somebody is trying to kill her. We don't know who it is. There are a bunch of red herrings. There are some very creepy-seeming people. But it turns out, and here's the big spoiler, turns out it's her sister who she seems to be like part of her entourage and her nice friend. But she's always felt like she was living in her shadow, and she got really high and put out a hit, and apparently she can't stop the hit. Even
she can't stop
if she
the
wants
hit.
To.
Yeah, and it turns out that the guy doing the hit is like a
former
bodyguard himself. Yeah,
presumably named Frank.
I don't know. They only call him by his last name, I think.
Yeah,
throughout.
And
like
so
Crawford.
He's a former colleague of Kevin Costner's, and that's
and he's
the
an assassin.
Big showdown.
But it's not just him. It's sort of this constellation of people because there's also this like there is a genuine like pervert.
Yeah.
Who does like send her weird letters and
there are a few people who are after her and then there's an inevitable culmination where Kevin Costner is really worried that a hit is about to happen at the Academy Awards and everyone including I think her thinks that he's overreacting and it's not a problem and he's the only one who is in fact right and he has to take a bullet for her and then I guess he carries her out. But that can't happen because he gets hurt. So
that happened at the nightclub.
Yeah. Okay,
that happened at the nightclub earlier.
Ah, yes.
That was one of their very first interactions. That's when she first learned how to
he's a really good
put her trust in him.
But they fall in love, and that's what's important.
They fall in love, and there's a pervert. And Jack, can I do a quick segment while we're just talking about the pervert?
Sure. Yeah, I'd love that.
At the 16-minute, 22-second mark, he's sort of casing the like early first act tension is she leads this like big Hollywood lifestyle with like a big mansion and parties and going out and having fun all the time. And he wants to like buckle her down and like, you know, lock down the house. So he's like installing security cameras and all this shit. And he's getting like an assessment of the property and he's been sort of caught up on these letters that I don't remember her name. Whitney Houston, I guess.
Yeah.
Has been getting. I don't
Rachel,
remember his name either.
Something. Frank.
Frank. And he is told by she's got this manager who's like a nice guy.
Yeah.
Just wants the best for her. And then she's got this like other manager who's like a prick.
Sleazy Britty dude, right?
Yeah. Typical sleazy Brit.
Mm-hmm. I'm familiar with the type. Smarmy.
Yeah, I am too.
Fucking smarmy.
They don't see that it's a problem that one of these characters who's after Whitney Houston got into the house and left a letter and left something else behind.
Right.
And Frank, Kevin Costner, thinks it is a problem. He says at the 16-minute, 22-second mark.
Someone penetrates the house, gets upstairs, jerks off on the bed. I'd say that qualifies as a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wasn't sure. I mean, there seems to be a little conflict around this between the characters.
Yeah.
So I wanted to get to the bottom of it. I don't know where else to go.
Okay.
To do like problem solving.
Okay. So this is a segment.
Yeah, it's a segment. It's called Is This a Problem?
Okay, perfect. Yeah.
Or I guess like... Is this a problem?
There it is.
okay. I really racked my brain. I was like, who can help me with this? You know?
Yeah.
I need like some kind of online detective.
Mm-hmm.
And because of the jerking off thing, I thought, you know, it's tangentially medical.
Yeah.
So we're going to the symptom checker, WebMD.
Okay. Do you want to do it or you want me to do it?
I got it.
Okay, great. I'll just sit back in the cut here.
We see the character. We see this gentleman. Okay. He's sort of a light-haired, I don't know, interesting-looking gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
What age would you say he is? 25?
Kevin?
No. The, like, creep.
Oh, the creep. Yeah, I think he's in his 20s.
Male, 25. Symptoms. So what's he say? He says, penetrates the house. So penetrate. I guess, like, I'll start searching penetration. Larval skin penetration site.
If that's all they've got.
That's it.
Okay. I'm going to say right now, and I don't want to preempt WebMD because they are the experts. This is starting to seem like it's a problem.
Yeah, well, I don't know. The next one is gets upstairs. I don't quite, I guess, trouble with stairs.
Is that an option?
I'm searching stairs. Climbing stairs, difficulty climbing stairs, descending stairs, difficulty. So it sounds like he got upstairs, no problem.
So the problem is going downstairs.
So yeah. I'll add that.
What's the opposite of being good at going upstairs, and it's being bad at going downstairs?
And then, of course, we have jerks off in bed.
Yeah, is that in WebMD? I'm curious.
I mean, masturbation.
Okay.
No result, huh?
Try self-pleasure.
Self-pleasure.
I don't like it the way you say it.
Not keeping up with self-care. It's weird that masturbation isn't in here, because maybe there's like an issue with masturbation.
What about rubbing?
How about erection?
Okay, yeah, erection is good.
Achy erection. How about ejaculation?
Okay.
That's what he's doing.
That's the one. You just got to find the correct medical
term. Hurts. Well, our options are hurts during ejaculation, hurts to ejaculate or come, and man ejaculates sooner during sexual intercourse than he or his partner would like.
I think it's the former of those, but
I guess it's actually the latter. Because he sort of finished before she was even there.
I'm going to channel my inner Ezra Klein for a second here. Let's hold on that for a second.
Okay.
Why does WebMD decide to gloss ejaculation with or come? It just feels, it feels like something that they wouldn't do.
I guess I'll search come. I didn't even think to do it.
That's fine. I think it's a third thing. Yeah.
He is definitely ejaculating sooner than he or his partner would like, considering that it happened on the bed.
I think nobody wanted him to do that, basically. And probably if you were to really consult him, his deep inner self, he would say that he didn't want to be doing it.
Yeah, I think that's certainly right.
Yeah.
So that's the three problems.
Okay, great. Let's see what WebMD says, and then we can determine whether it is indeed the sum of those problems is an actual problem.
Their result strength is fair.
Okay, great. So they think they know what they've got here.
They're fairly certain. Yeah. Which symptom do you think is bothering him?
I think it's
most?
The third one.
I'll tell
it's
you which one's
thing.
Bothering me the most. Yeah. any sense that he's on any medication? Probably not, right?
We don't know. We hope so.
Wow.
What, we got a result?
I hate to say it. No, we don't. We are unable to find any condition that matched the symptoms you entered. So
this is not
I actually
a problem.
Don't think it does qualify as a problem.
Okay. Sorry, Frank.
I could try editing some of the symptoms, but I don't think we got anything wrong.
Strike one for Frank. This is fine. So this is our, you know, we're taking out this new segment. This is a problem for a spin, and it's our inaugural one. And the problem detectives have decreed that this is not a problem.
It's actually better that it's not a problem. It's sort of disappointing when the Mythbusters like confirm a myth, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Problem busted.
This is not a problem. I guess keep that in mind next time you're
sneaking into a celebrity's
house. Skin is penetrated.
You know what? I've got a little segment for us that is around that same content area in the film.
Oh, perfect.
It's just before that. It's at the 15-minute mark. The room wherein said completely absolved, non-problematic Fave went in and did his business on the bed is done up in a fancy fashion.
Oh, yeah.
And at the 15-minute mark...
I mean, it looks a lot like my masturbation room. I can understand his confusion.
It's really nice. Four-poster bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the 15-minute mark, one of her entourage explains...
Si had this done for a magazine layout.
Superstars in their boudoirs. Did you see it?
No.
I think that's, you know, the excitement of that is what got this guy going. And with that in mind... I'd like to do a little name generator with you.
Oh, perfect. Which
basically, you can kind of sit back in the cut because I've already generated the results and you just have to choose the right one. So it should be pretty easy for you.
Perfect.
That is called What is Your... Magazine layout called.
Oh, okay.
So based on the format that they've kindly given to us, which is superstars in their boudoirs, I think we'll just... Because we have basically the same job... description
podcast.
I'm gonna use that or whatever. I've got a few and you can just pick the one. So I've got a few based on the format superstars and their boudoirs, and you can pick the one that works best.
Okay,
here's the first one.
Yeah.
Aging internet content creators and their amazing middle-aged sleeping chambers.
You say middle-aged?
Yeah, I needed to kind of rhyme slant.
I don't think
rhyme
that's
with internet
true for both of us.
Okay. Well, if you don't like that, you're probably not going to like a lot of the rest of these. But the category that is important for you as you're thinking about this as the title of a magazine layout about us is it going to be hot enough for our super fan to want to
come
to the room and do the thing that on WebMD nobody's happy with?
Man ejaculates sooner during sexual intercourse than your partner would like. Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So that's the first one. Okay. Here's another one.
Okay.
Former storytelling professionals and their dormitory-smelling old residents.
Doesn't really rhyme.
It's a slant rhyme, just like
really
superstars and their boudoirs.
Generous slant. Really generous slant.
Okay, you don't like that one. Okay, I got two more. A couple of podcasting chads.
Love it.
And their bundled-up small mattress pads.
I'm starting to worry that maybe our sleeping conditions are pretty different.
But that you think that's the best one so far?
It doesn't accurately describe my sleeping condition.
Okay, but it's a more accurate
love the chat
description.
Stuff.
Okay, all right, I've got one more for you.
Yeah,
and I hope that this will maybe hit both sides of the thing in a way that will work for you.
Okay,
two ex-major media company reporters. And their lewd sex maybe sleeping sometimes quarters.
Oh, I like that a lot, actually. Reporters is generous.
Yeah, that was just for the rhyme with quarters.
Yeah.
We reported stuff.
Sure, that's true. We reported on
there's
that
a new
time
meme.
Grumpy Cat came in.
Yeah, exactly.
To the office.
So you think that one? And you think that'll do it for the super fan?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's,
okay,
I
good.
Mean, that would compel me. I mean, you also talk about the sexy stuff, you know?
Yeah. 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 That's it. That's the title of our magazine layout. And
how do the fans do it? This one's just for, you know what? So there's this thing that, there's this phrase that creators toss around, sex bugs and bed pots. I think it's time you guys learn about, it's called One From Me.
Okay. Yeah. One From Me.
You know, we've done a lot of name generators for you guys, except Sarah without an age, of course.
Yeah.
But this one's just for us.
So you can't... Oh, yeah. You can't do it. You can't do it.
No. You're not invited to do it.
Yeah. That's a name generator. It's just for us. Yeah, exactly.
I think we've earned it.
We finally had one. Do you want to take a quick break and come back and talk more about this film?
Sure. Yeah, sure.
Yeah. All right. That's what's happening. It's Jack again with a brand new update about the delightful family mystery mobile game, June's Journey. I have been making real progress solving puzzles and getting stuff to put on my cool estate in the fun world of mystery, danger, and romance that's conjured up by June's journey. A game set in the roaring 20s about a daring young woman named June who's traveling to her sister's estate to uncover scandalous family secrets and customizing her own luxurious estate island in the process. Tanner, unfortunately, is still pretty convinced by the ad brief we were sent that he has actually been assigned on a real secret mission to uncover the killer of June's sister, Claire. The good news is that after some extremely frustrating conversations with the unbelievably patient people at the Central Connecticut Steamship Authority, I was able to clear up the fracas regarding the steamship that Tanner rented. But the bad news is that, if I'm reading this hastily scrawled missive correctly, he appears to have gotten himself horribly lost in a hedge maze in Würzburg, which I think is in Germany. According to the secret code on the back of the letter, which, to be clear, he's just written this part upside down, he is in good spirits and he is hot on the tail of Grandma Heath, and I shouldn't worry, but could I please send him 40 ducats in an unmarked envelope so that he can bribe the butler, which sounds both complicated and questionably legal. I'm going to keep you guys posted on this, but in the meantime, you can discover your inner detective just like I have when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android. I have to go. There is apparently a carrier pigeon at the door with a new message from Tanner.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Jack.
Yes.
Bodyguard challenge, go.
And I...
That's pretty good.
Flat.
I thought that was pretty
awful.
Good.
Awful.
I didn't do any vocal exercises during the break.
And I...
Oh, horrible.
Yeah,
very
man.
Unpleasant.
Didn't feel right.
It's harder than you think.
Yeah, it's really hard. Can we do... Here, let me do a segue. Watch this.
Okay.
Stand back and watch the master.
Whoa, stand back, everybody. Here comes a segue.
Jack, I want to do burns of the week. Here's my burn. You suck at the bodyguard challenge.
Oh, I see. Okay, great. Yes.
But
and
I have
that's
another
your
burn.
Okay, and it's from the movie. Yes, perfect.
Yeah. It's my... burn of the week! And I suspect this will be a burn too, but what'd you think of my segue?
Oh, it sucked. That's my burn of the week. but I've got a burn from the movie too.
This movie's long.
It's pretty long, yeah.
At the 1 hour and 7 minute mark, it's not even, it's like halfway over.
Yeah.
Their professional and romantic interests have finally come to a head and mm-hmm. they have, I guess, broken up, but he's still her bodyguard.
Yeah.
And she's at like a house party. I don't know what it was.
Maybe can I complain about him?
Yeah.
He's constantly... So after they sleep together, and they obviously have like... It like really worked. They have like strong feelings for one another, but he's like...
She sort of gets like Stockholm syndrome. She even admits it. She's like, I'm not allowed to go out and see anyone else. The only person I'm allowed to go out with and see is you. So like, why don't you take me out?
But then...
And he says yes. Totally.
He says yes. They go to like a country western bar and have a very romantic time, and then they sleep together. And the next morning, he's like, I'm your party guard. We shouldn't have done that. We can't do it again. I'm strictly professional from now on. And then he's constantly threatening to quit every time she's like, oh, I don't think we need this security like protocol. He's like, fine, I quit. And it's like, if it's that easy for you to just walk away, fucking walk away and date her.
Yeah, just like, do that. Except there is the threat of he is the best in the business, Jack.
He's the best in the business, and she is in very real danger.
Yeah. Because they keep running into the other guy.
Oh, you want to know a fun fact? You'll like this as a film major. The movie that he takes her to go see on their date is Yojimbo, which was released in English as Yojimbo, the Bodyguard.
Oh, wow.
Fun. Kurosawa.
Blowing me away.
Yeah.
At the 1 minute and seven mark.
Yeah.
Did you say, oh, thank God, that I reacted positively to that?
I said it sounds like it. It sounds like you really are blown away. I felt the genuineness of your... Oh, blown away.
Oh, yeah. And I just totally
really
blown away.
Hit me. Yeah.
Well, I'm in the middle of a fucking segment, Jack. It's burn of the week. Someone's got to keep this thing on the rails. 1 hour, 7 minute, 43 second mark. They're at some party where they run into the bad guy, Crawford, who says he's there protecting like some governor. Which is a lie, yes. And she's trying to make Kevin Costner jealous. So she goes and like hooks up with the dude.
Oh, yeah. She loves to hook up with Secret Service agents named Frank. Lucky she didn't show up in the Line of Fire, huh?
Oh, right. Yeah. Is that the one where Clint Eastwood says, are you feeling lucky, punk?
No, that's Dirty Harry.
She's off sleeping with the bad guy.
Yeah.
Or canoodling. They know she eventually sends him away.
Yeah, he's not very pleasant.
Man, why didn't he just kill her? He had the option. He was like right there in the room with her.
In retrospect, I think he was going to. But she cuts the assignation short. She's like, you're moving too fast. And he's like, just hang out. Stay with me. And she's like, get out of here. And I think he had been maybe planning on killing her at that moment.
I guess maybe our Frank, the good guy Frank.
Good guy Frank.
Would have had a pretty clear suspect.
Yeah.
If he had killed her in that room.
Yeah. I don't know what happened, but she did go into a room with a trained killer.
Yeah. While she's in there at the 1 hour, 7 minute, 43 second mark.
Yeah.
He's like pacing around jealously out in the other room.
Yeah.
This woman walks up to him and says,
I've been watching you all night from across the room.
And he turns back to her and says,
why don't you go back there and keep watching?
I found that to be so mean. I found that to be so unpleasant. Yeah.
His response? It's a pretty good burn. He's busy. A
completely unreasonable burn. Like she had
he's working. You're such a hypocrite because I know you're like duty bound to the social code, and anytime anyone like a cold approaches you, you like flat out ignore them.
That's not true. That's when someone cold approaches me and they're trying to sell me something.
Yeah,
and it's in New York, and it's on the street. If somebody came up to me and said, I've been watching you across the room from...
What if you're in the middle of
work? Watching you across the room all night. I would do what any red-blooded Englishman does in those situations and awkwardly stammer and find a way to excuse myself.
Yeah.
I would apologize. I would find a way to apologize.
Yeah.
Politely apologize and then go home.
I probably just assume she's making fun of my height.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm so fucking tall.
I can't help it.
Yeah.
Pretty good burn.
Yeah, very good burn.
Too
mean for me. Yeah, at the 26 minute and 30 second
mark. Sort of a mean. The movie's got like a bit of a dark energy.
It's got an edge.
It.
It's pretty dark.
Yeah.
At the 26 minute and 30 second mark, I want to
say.
Can
I just
Bruce
really
Willis?
Quickly say?
Yeah.
The dark energy?
Yeah.
There's a whole scene in this movie where they make love with a sword. It starts with them doing like sword play, and then after we cut to post lovemaking, and like her underwear are all tangled up in the sword, which is next to the bed that they've just slept in.
Wow, that's something to think
about. And it's a sharp sword.
It's extremely dangerous.
He drops a scarf on it and cuts the scarf in half.
Oh yeah. That, you know what? What's our
this
segment?
This movie's criminally underrated.
Is this a problem?
I think this movie is just marketed to the wrong... I think you market this movie to, like, 14-year-old boys. Like, there's a fucking knife-throwing scene at the beginning.
Oh, yeah. He does a lot of knife-throwing. That's how he gets people's attention and shows that he's a good bodyguard.
Here's my qualifications.
Throws a knife near them. Here's my burn. At the 26-minute and 30-second mark, Kevin... No, not Kevin. What's his fucking name?
Frank.
Is trying to get everybody to be serious about security.
Farmer, what's this about Brunch at Charlie's? Rachel's been going every Sunday for the last 5 years.
And they're all not. And he tells Whitney Houston that...
I know, I don't want her doing anything she's always done.
And that's bad security.
Yeah.
And Whitney Houston says...
She's a bit of a brat.
Yeah, she's
a bit of a brat. Doesn't want to listen to him.
Whitney Houston says...
I don't want her doing anything she's always done. The man's a fanatic. And I want to be able to eat brunch with my friends.
And yep. Kevin Costner responds in his, you'll get it. You sense it when you hear him here, how fucking grumpy he is through this whole movie. Yeah. He says,
so go on Tuesdays.
Yeah.
And then the like
Jack Shepherd type.
The smarmy British guy goes,
Tuesday morning brunch. Where'd you get this guy, Bill?
He's right. That's crazy.
That's funny. I thought that was a good burn. I've got another pretty complicated name generator for us.
Well, let's strap in.
Let's strap in for a fairly complicated name generator.
Okay.
This one's called, and everyone could do this, and I'm sorry we did one that only we can do. That sucks for you.
That was for us, though.
I apologize.
It was great for us, though.
You're not allowed to do it.
Can't you be happy about our happiness?
Can you be happy for us? But we'll get you back, because this one everyone can do, and it's called, what is your... creepy message to a star.
Oh, perfect. I've already have several prepared.
No, you can't use one you've
all
written
for
already.
Peter Larangis.
You can't use one you've written. Oh, yeah. And just like, let's look into our DMs with Babysitter's Club ghostwriter Peter Larangis, and there they all are.
Yeah.
We could just read them out again. Right up until he's like, please stop.
Yeah, stop contacting me.
Stop contacting me.
He didn't do that. Peter Larangis is a great guy. He's always a lot of fun.
We've got a way to generate this. I think I have the basics of how we can generate this. The creepy message, well, there are a few, but the creepy message, and this is actually a tip-off that it's her sister who's doing all the crimes. The first one we see is all caps, and it's cut out of magazine articles, and it is Marin. I think her name is Marin.
Her name is Marin.
Marin, bitch, you have everything. I have nothing. The time has come when you will die. That's creepy to say to someone.
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
So I think here's what
I don't have
we
any
need
magazines.
To...
Well, I do actually have a ton of White Dwarfs upstairs. Should I go get them?
White Dwarfs?
Yeah, magazines.
What's that?
It's like a 2-year back catalog of White Dwarf magazine.
What is it?
Games? Warhammer magazine.
No. I guess you could do that.
I don't want to cut them up. I cherish them.
Yeah, I mean, if you wanted to, well, I'll give you an option. I have a way to generate this that uses
the
internet.
There's a lot of like errata in them. Is that how you say it? Errata.
If you want to use your magazines, you can. But let me explain how it works, and then you can choose either to use the internet or go get
I have Apple News.
Let me explain it.
Okay.
First, we got to get our star.
Okay.
So, I don't know. Maybe we can go on Spotify and choose. We'll just look at our most recent listen. Or something that's recommended, first thing pops out at you.
Okay.
I've been listening to, well, I've got two options. You know what I'm going to go with? I'm going to take the second one. The first thing that popped out at me, I've been listening to The Smile, which is the Thom Yorke Radiohead side project. And I think me writing a creepy message to Thom Yorke would be a little bit too close to actual something that might happen. So
it
I'm going to go with
a
this.
A little bit too true.
Second thing, which is that based on something Cyril and I listened to in the car, Spotify is strongly recommending that I listen to Batman, the Audio Adventures.
That's good. Yeah. Actually, mine's very similar.
Yeah.
Because my Spotify, my top, one of my tops is, this is Thomas and Friends.
Okay, perfect. So I'm going to write to Batman. You can write to, well, Thomas or Percy. Or
yeah. I like Diesel.
Diesel, yeah. Diesel is pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. You make your choice. Okay, so we've got our star.
Okay,
and
Diesel. Diesel, the sort of mean...
The mean tricks, train from
tricky.
Thomas
the Tank locomotive from Thomas the Tank Engine.
So my next thought is not fully fleshed out, so this might be a fucking catastrophe. But I was thinking we could go to our internet history.
Oh, boy.
And look at our most recently visited articles and then try to... cobble together our message to that star from those headlines.
Yeah. Okay. Woof. Okay. I'm on my podcasting computer. So my most recent article is almost all of them are Pokemon related.
Okay. That seems fine. All right. I'm just generating a few here. How many do you, I'm going to pull out.
All right, I've got two articles up. How many do you want me to get?
I've pulled 5.
Okay, let me pull 5. Oh boy, they're almost all going to be about Pokemon. Oh, except here I have one.
I mean, I think we have to turn it into a scary message.
Okay.
All right, I've got mine. Do you want to hear mine?
Yeah.
Okay, these are the most, well, they're not all the most recent, but they're the most recent, somewhat interesting articles that I've visited. Two of them were written by me.
Oh, this feels a little self-serving, I guess, then, but...
It wasn't intended to be, but it is. If you'd like to check them out, you know, you can subscribe to my newsletter.
Yeah. Please do subscribe to Jack's newsletter. And join the is the Founders Club still open?
Yeah, Founders Club is still open. I think you and a couple of other people are founding members. So, but you don't join have to pay Founders for Club. It. You can just sign up. Anyway, the first two are from my newsletter. The weird grammar rule we all obey without knowing it. That's clickbaity, huh?
Yeah. And that's pretty clickbaity. That's what you're going to send to Batman?
No, that's the first of five articles that I've pulled, and I'm going to pull my scary note from these headlines.
Okay.
The second article is seven truly remarkable. Imagine this is a magazine, and you need all caps. So you got to cut it out of the headline, and this is what you got to work with. Seven truly remarkable events in the history of swearing.
Okay.
That's also from my newsletter. Yep. Here's one that's not from my newsletter. Far-right superstars are failing on Rumble. Who's winning? Oh, okay. Not any of us is the answer, in case you want to read that. It's on Rolling Stone. No one's winning. Oh, and this is from our Facebook page. It's still Friday, and we're all dealing with the horrifying aftershocks following the advent of Mrs. Claus. I think that was the promo copy from a recent episode of our Patreon.
Oh, okay.
And then finally, HBO Max's Velma can't scare up a reason to exist. TV review.
Wow, you didn't like it, huh?
I just read about how
it's like...
You
wrote a pretty bad review.
I didn't write it. That's from Variety.
Oh, okay. So I'm just confused because you wrote a lot of them. It sounds like you didn't really like Velma, though.
I haven't seen it. I was just interested in... There's some controversy about Velma. I wanted to try to get to the bottom of it without watching the show or reading Twitter.
Yeah.
Anyway, do you want to hear the scary message that I've written to Batman that's going to freak his fucking bean? You ready?
Yeah, I'm trying to write mine as you talk, and you're
okay,
not making it easy.
Okay, that's not great. Yeah, okay, I'll stop.
I hope it's menacing enough for Diesel from Thomas the Tank Engine, but I think I'm ready.
Okay, well, you want to hear mine since I've said mine? My articles?
You've given me your articles, but now can I hear your note?
Yeah, it's pretty scary. Here it is. And imagine you're Batman.
Uh-huh.
Imagine you're Batman, and you wake up. You know, it's Sunday morning. You don't have any work. You get
Batman or am I Bruce Wayne?
They're the same fucking guy.
I know, but...
It's Batman in this case. You're in your Batman suit for whatever reason.
Okay, fine.
And you get the mail. You go hit the bathroom, you know, to check out, read your mail as everybody does on a Sunday morning.
Sure.
You open it up
normal
and
stuff.
Open up a letter and it's just a fucking piece of paper with cut out magazine articles pasted to it and the following message. Are you prepared to be scared? You ready?
Yeah, scare warning.
Can't scare up a reason to exist? Remarkable. Obey Mrs. Claus. Fail without knowing it. Deal with the horrifying rumble of Velma. It's Friday.
Whoa.
That's scary.
That is pretty scary.
Even if you're Batman, you're thinking the Scarecrow wrote that. Someone scary.
Someone scary wrote that. Yeah, I'm shaking in my bat boots. Can I ask you to sort of inhabit the... Well, I guess I'll talk to you as Jack first.
Okay, yeah, let's talk to each other as ourselves.
Because there's five recent articles that I've searched.
Yeah.
One on CT Insider.
Okay.
Have you noticed new exit numbers on some CT highways? Here's why.
Jesus, man. What is going on with you? Wow, I thought my shit was boring because it's like about grammar. But my shit is fascinating compared with what you're searching.
Consider empathy for the Yeti crab and other sea creatures, too.
Okay, had you not been doing that before?
Did it change your mind? Needed a reminder.
Okay.
This one was tough. Pokemon Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon Mantine Surfing Guide.
Okay.
Mantine's like a manta ray Pokemon, and you can surf on them.
Yeah, and now you know how, it sounds like.
And I'm really good at it.
Yeah, yeah.
This one's a little bit of a spoiler, maybe a little teaser.
Okay.
How to use your OBS Studio virtual camera to make your webcam look better.
Oh, that's interesting. That's interesting for listeners.
Yeah. And then finally, the Charter Oak fell today. Today in history, August 21st. That's on ConnecticutHistory.org.
Okay, that sucks.
I'm trying to figure out what the Charter Oak was. It's on our dang quarter.
Sounds like it fell.
It fell a long time ago, 1856.
Yeah. Oh, okay, yeah. Oh, I thought it was today.
Today in history.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Well, I guess today is a day in history, eventually.
That's scary. It's
confusingly named.
Okay, so now I'm Diesel.
You're Diesel. Yeah, inhabit the role of Diesel from Thomas the Tank Engine.
I'm grumpy because nobody wanted to put their coal in me today because there's a big new super train. And so I went back to the train yard and I'm grumpy about it.
Yeah, and I am a Diesel stalker, and so I've done what I always do, just sort of in normal life, and I've gone to the train yard to masturbate. this time, I left a note.
Okay, yeah.
For you, with letters cut out of those magazine articles.
Okay.
Have you noticed your webcam? Your exit, you fell today. Surfing virtual moons. Yeti crabs, other creatures too.
That's pretty scary.
Would that I've like noticeably masturbated and left that note. I think the combination of those two things is pretty menacing.
I think it gets weird, and if it started that weird, I would just be like, this is nonsense. But starting with, have you noticed your webcam today? That's out of the gate pretty fucking scary.
Yeah, if anyone said that to me, I'd be immediately worried.
Yeah, and you fell today too, especially as Diesel. Like, if a train falls, it's a fucking over.
Oh, yeah. I think they just leave them there to rot, to like rust.
Pretty scary.
This
folks,
is
play,
a very
play along at home.
Scary segment. If you're playing along at home, you should set aside maybe a half an hour to do it, because we cut out a lot of dead air.
Yeah, we cut out a lot. Yeah, you'll need about half an hour. But if you do take the time to find out your celebrity and your articles and piece together a scary letter to them, do post it in our Facebook group.
Yeah, please do.
But it's going to take a while.
And stay away from Diesel.
Yeah. Pretty scary. We don't have much time left.
Okay, well, let's, I don't know. Get out of here, or
yeah, I guess we could get out of here.
Do
let's
one
get
more
out
segment.
Of here. No, let's go.
Okay.
Yeah, we're gonna leave. We're also gonna go.
Okay.
I'd like to thank you, Tanner, very much for bearing with me.
You're welcome.
I'd like to thank the Baby Nation and the Bug Babies so very much for bearing with us. We do love and kiss you every day.
Yeah.
I would like to ask people, for the love of God, subscribe to our Patreon. You heard a preview of it a couple weeks ago. Hopefully that was fun. If you didn't listen to it. Go back, check it out. Have some fun with it. It's good. You don't need to know anything to just dive in and enjoy
it. We jump back in time a lot.
Subscribe over at patreon.com/BSCC podcast. Thank you so much to everybody who's already done that. We really appreciate it. It helps to support our show. Join the Facebook group. It's Baby Nation on Facebook. And rate and review our show and recommend it to a friend. It's a lot of homework, but we trust you.
Do the work.
All that remains is for me to say that this week we watched a movie. The movie we watched was called The Bodyguard.
Oh, yeah.
With Kevin Costner and Whitney Houston. I thought she was great. It was her first acting performance. I thought she did great.
Yeah, she did incredible. This movie has bad reviews, but it was actually pretty fun to watch.
Yeah, she was really good. I read some trivia that said that Kevin Costner taught her acting skills in exchange for her teaching him singing skills during downtime on the movie set, which is really sweet.
He didn't sing in the
about.
Film. Maybe he sings in Yellowstone.
I think he wanted to learn to
having
sing.
Had years to hone the craft after getting a lesson from the master. Well, now I'll have to tune into Yellowstone and find out.
Fuck! Anyway, I think that's really sweet. And I thought she did a good job. I thought she was really good in this. And it's a fun movie. I recommend it. Next week, we're watching a movie that you're going to, I guess, give me three movies to choose from.
Was this a jukebox movie? Kind of. No, it was. There was a lot of Whitney Houston hits in it.
Yeah, but not really.
She plays like an actress who does like, who like is constantly writing hit songs
singing
for all her movies.
Yeah. And kind of. And pretty good.
It's my turn, huh? What are we going to do?
Choose something good this time. Last time you made me, you Googled movies like Good Luck Chuck. I picked the most palatable movie out of it, and then you spent the entire episode complaining about how much you hated it. Choose something that will be good for
best
fun for
rom-coms
us to watch.
Of all time.
There we go.
Clue. AI, artificial intelligence.
What do you do? What do you do?
This is what you wanted me to do. You're constantly criticizing my ability to find good movies for you, so I'm just going to put it in Google's hands. And this is what Google decided are the best rom-coms of all time.
You Googled best rom-coms of all time,
what you
and
want.
It has returned Clue and AI to you. Two notable non-rom-coms. A mystery
Menace to Society
and a
two.
Sci-fi thriller.
The Crow.
What are you doing?
Spawn. Why is it returning all these weird results? All right. Here's how we're going to do it. Let's think. What elements are we looking for? What are we in the mood for? Supernatural.
Great.
That's feeling kind of fun, right?
Supernatural rom-coms.
Hi, it's Tanner breaking in here during the edit. We are doing Eyes Wide Shut in honor of episode number 69 next week.
Perfect.
What
Can't
fun.
Wait.
Great. Looking forward to that. Until then, all that remains is for me to say that my name this week has been Jack Alexander Shepard.
My name is Tanner Greenring.
And I hope that you find your Carry Me Ever After.
That's good.
Yeah, because he carries her.
We might be childhood friends and I might drive you around the bend, but I'm sure it's crazy kids will work it out in the end. I might kiss you on the lips despite your nose, but I guess that's how it goes. Let's keep falling in love with our strange bedfellows.
You're going to blow
Absolutely.
My nose. You're going to cut it, right?
Yeah.
Please don't leave this in.
I won't. Or I'll put
don't
some
put
like,
it, don't do it. Don't do it as an outro. Don't do it as like the little tag on the end. It's going to sound so gross.
Here it comes.
Be merry.